We have seven people on the list, and the first one off the mark is going to be Mark Kidney.
I look out my window. I hear birds. Their song, a sweet melody. And the trees, they move as if they are breathing. And all the while, I think of her, so beautiful and true. And I secretly thank her for making me see how beautiful the world is again.
Thank you, Mark. And next, we have Emmett Morgan.
The smell of masculinity hangs in the room, like an ash cloud in a parlour, the steely feeling of a tomb. I grab a heavy weight, it feels reassuring in my grasp. I feel myself salivating, focusing on the task. In this place, there is much talk, lowered glances, introverted walks. I stare at the mirror, I like what I see. I make an agreement not to give up easily. In fact, that's not true, as I know myself well. I will never give up my soul, I might as well sell. I start my cadence, each hand pumping in step. I piston with my heart, leave nothing left. My heart beats faster, my body starts to sweat. I feel the energy grow stronger as I growl through my set. A familiar feeling sneaks up from within. It teases and seduces me, begs me to give in. The beast is awakening, my body is tense. I can feel the power within me, it never quite makes sense. Part of me loves this, wants to invite, play with it for a while, taste all its might. But it's not quite that easy, as I'm in a public place. These are, after all, my people, despite my growing taste. My arms go faster, my muscles explode. I want it so badly, not sure if I can hold. This thing that's inside me that wants to get out, it's beautiful yet scary, I do have my doubts. It starts to overcome me. My will begins to drop. My body is hungry. I'm unable to stop. I'm on auto now. I can feel my fur. When out of nowhere, I think of her. She whispers behind me, touches my back. With a grace that devours me, I start to lose track. Of the time that keeps me sane, I look out the window pane. At a world where she is, and it starts to fill me with peace. I think of how much I love her, and address her direct. I love you and everything about you. In my eyes, you're perfect. I want to explore your deepest depths, my tongue is a flashlight. Taste all the wines in your cellar, my desire gets heavier. Use my hands as a compass, there's no need for a map. No need, no point in resisting, I'll deliberately get trapped. I could trace out your body on the back of my hand, draw it each crevice, describe you to you each strand. I want to taste your sweet nectar like the most refined bees, tended by a master that knows what he sees. I could describe in detail all the things about you I love, write lines and stanzas of poetry, be so close to you you could wear me like a glove. But I want you to understand and to listen close, for everything about you means the most. To me, your lover, the one who adores, the simplest look, the smell that adorns. Your perfect form, there's that word again. You must be tired of me using it, I guess I've started a trend. For my slender years, I've been looking for you lost. But now that I've found you, I'm counting the cost. I've not been true to myself all these humble years, so from now on, please prick up your ears, for I'll search each day to find new ways to love you, to show you all sides of myself, adore and to trust you. I think I'm getting weaker, but your love makes me strong. I realize my views were incorrect, I've been wrong all along. You make me happy on this earth to be a man, makes me want to try harder, think of you on plan. For a future where we roam and grow, look after each other, similar seeds start to sow. I feel so powerful, but my limits I know well. I cannot tell the future, but this much I'll tell. You're the one I've been looking for. Hope you understand my words are true. You may be tired of me saying this, but man, I love you.
Thank you, Emmett. And next we have Carl. Holden.
See, here's where things start getting weird. When chinless men, they scratch their beards, and Jesus Christ himself appears to save you from your mortal fears. And here's where things start passing strange. The mirror man claims he was framed. The Holy Ghost is getting blamed, because arrows fly where they are aimed. And here's where things start getting odd. God's praying to an older god to make a snake out of a rod, sew dragon's teeth inside a sod, when really they were sauropods. This whole thing, see, is quite bizarre. A can of worms inside a jar. But I don't want to cause alarm, but God has started to self-harm. A cow, a lantern, and a barn. He must have reinsured the farm.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Carol. Next we have Kitri Gunon. Got it right.
So a lot of this poem was me trying to play with a layout on the page, which I guess I can't really do when I'm reading, but it does force me to read the poem in a certain way, I think, so maybe I'll get a little bit of it. And then I walked away, all of it already trickling out of my eyes. The back deck where I watched the ants that one time, no, not the back deck, the side deck, I misspoke, or perhaps I'm forgetting already. Just as we forgot to water the palm tree that summer and it was scorched by the sun until it started pouring again, as it always does in Atlanta, even in July, especially in July. I think we told Mom we had been watering it the whole time. I think she must have known it wasn't exactly true. I think the palm tree recovered, more or less. Those few weeks weren't enough to ungreen it permanently. But it did always look slightly yellower after that. But perhaps that's just the guilt speaking. I wish I could see it again. I wish I could walk through that door we sometimes forgot to lock. I wish I could walk all the way across the deck, down the steps to the other deck. But that passage is now impracticable, in my mind at least. Most likely not in reality, because it was another way down, facing the pool, and it was too elegant an addition to be removed. But I almost wish they'd agreed when they took my childhood home that sleeping in my room and repainting yours was more than enough. Agreed never to use those steps again, but rather left them just as they were, strewn with those bits of pollen that made our eyes and throats itchy, those acorns that hit the roof and fell with a loud clunk, those dried leaves that danced and graced the wood before getting caught between the lattices. I would do anything just to be able to fly home. I would go back just to water the palm tree.
Thank you, Peter. And next, we will welcome David Jordan.
Hi, this is a poem from my collection of poetry. It's called The End. If you want to buy a copy, I have a few in my bag. So. Okay, this is called Locked. So, back on the wagon again, after a brief stint on the chariot of the wine god, lashing his leopards. Dionysus, what a mess, no master of the powers, more like a flaky Orpheus, my mind in bits. There's more dignity in sobriety, choose Apollo, more safety, more self-esteem, Apollo. More security. I am the guard. I'll keep my fool under lock and key. Thanks.
Thank you, David. And next we have Mary O'Connell.
Thank you. On the day when there was a very successful probe to Mars, I thought I might read a little space poem. This is called Starbirth. sluiced down gaping plug holes in interstellar space, the last trickles of resisting light are swallowed up in darkness. Hair-bonding particles randomly rip apart. The strong escape the pull. The weak, deserted, plunge to the abyss. Stunned and enraged, they eat at the Stygian core that pulled and locked them in. Walls close. A radiating heat bakes them, boils them. No longer cold or dead, the solid mass explodes, morphing to a giant galactic beast. An elemental monster that roams the empty wastes, blasting out energy for stars. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And last on our list is Rav Urquhart.
An aphorism by the 18th century Scottish poet Robert Burns. A note on the language. In 18th century Lowland Scots, to gie is to give. Okay. Oh dear Lord, the gift to gie us, to see ourselves as others see us.
Very much to the point.